This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Teresa Clifton back at the studio. She's the executive director of our Humane Society, and today she brought in Jack, and he is the coolest dog ever. He's a purebred Australian Shepherd?
Yes, he's a blue Australian Shepherd, and unfortunately, his home didn't have time for him anymore. He's 4 years old, and so he found himself brought to our shelter.
And he's super smart and super sweet, gets along with everybody.
Yeah, he obviously has spent a lot of time with his family, and he knows a lot of commands. And it's unfortunate because after 4 years, he's now been displaced.
Let's talk a little bit about forever homes. As we talked about earlier, everybody wants a puppy or a kitten because they're so cute, but they're a lot of work. What prompts people to give up their animals?
It's very sad because, of course, the highest turnover of adoptions for us are kittens and puppies. And they're so cute and they're so little. But people need to realize that they are a lifelong commitment. When you adopt a kitten or a puppy, they're going to live, most dogs on average live 13 to 15 years. And you have to be willing to make that commitment, particularly for a dog that gets attached to you and that you socialize and you take out with you. Jack here is a perfect example. I'm sure he was adopted from a breeder when he was a little puppy and he was so cute. And they did everything with him. And he's very smart. He's very well trained and well behaved. And now he's 4 years old and he's not so little and he's not so, well, he's still really cute. But but, you know, dogs, just like people, they need a bath every week and they have their, you know, their monthly medications and annual shots. And they do require time, just like your children do. And animals should be considered, you know, like one of the kids in your family. They're your companion. And when you adopt one, to have it for 3 or 4 years and then go, oh, I'm going to take him to a shelter, even our, like our shelter, we're a no-kill. We'll find him a good home. But he's looking for the people that left him.
Right.
And he doesn't understand what he did wrong. And he didn't do anything wrong. For any of your listeners out there that are thinking of adopting an animal, you need to remember that for the life of this animal, you're making a commitment. It's not just a financial obligation, it's a personal obligation. And when we say forever homes, we mean forever homes. That is a lifelong commitment, and that's something people should think about before they go to shelter or adopt an animal. If they're not wanting to do it for the long haul, you should adopt an adult animal, an older one. And actually, the sad thing is, the people that originally had Jack, they did all the hard work. Yeah. Because he's all trained and he's happy and he loves everyone and everything. So whoever adopts him now and takes him for the rest of his life, they've got a lifelong companion that's already trained and happy and ready to go do social things and be part of the family.
And that's a very good point, because although puppies and kittens are a lot of fun and they're cute, they are a lot of work. So if you're not up for the potty training and all that, this is a great opportunity. There's a lot of adult animals you have at your shelter that need homes. And so it's all the hard work is done and you can get a super cool pet. How would they find out more about Jack or any of the animals at the shelter?
Well, they can go online to our website. They're all posted there, which is BrevardHumaneSociety.com. Or they can come to our shelter on Cox Road. It's 1020 Cox Road, Cocoa, Florida. They can call us, 321-636-3343. We post all of our adoptions on Facebook, too. You can see all the little critters that got adopted, which is also the happy endings.